Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too.
Perceived slights. Wait a minute. What did they mean by that? Are they dissing me? How do we navigate this as believers?
Yeah, we talked to Lois Flowers, who is a blogger, about that. And it's so important because this is the actual walk we walk.
Yeah, it is. It's like, and fill in the blank living.
Yes.
We assign meanings that may not even be reality, and we get all up in the air over things, and we cause trouble. And
wasting time on that instead of the important stuff.
Boy, it's so true. This was a good conversation. Check it out for yourself. We have a first-time visitor to the show, which is always a pretty big deal
nice.
For us.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah, and this is what she says on her website, on her blog. As long as we're here on planet Earth, God has a good purpose for us.
Amen.
This is true, no matter how old we are, what we feel on any given day, or what we imagine anyone else thinks about us. It can
Amen.
Be a struggle. It can be a struggle, though, to believe this and live like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It requires divine strength and eternal hope. And so I write, one pilgrim to another, in an effort to encourage us both as we navigate the long walk home together. This bit of writing that I ran across here, what to do when you long for encouragement, and the whole idea of a perceived slight when you feel like somebody's kind of dissed you. What is a good way to proceed when your efforts are overlooked or you feel unseen? You feel like you've been dissed just a little bit. Okay, is there a story behind why you decided to write on this particular topic?
Well, I think that I wrote this several years ago, and I think it was probably during a season when I just kind of felt a little bit unnoticed, or possibly had even just sent out something as simple as a message and not received a reply. And, you know, my dad used to say that when we don't hear back from somebody, our mind fills in the gaps and tells the story of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that is, you know, the worst case scenario. But I think that, you know, I think about the definition of love in 1 Corinthians 13, where it says that love bears all things and believes all things. And believes all things really kind of strikes me. That doesn't mean that we believe everything people say or everything we read on the internet, but it means that we think the best of others, that we give the benefit of the doubt. And I think giving the benefit of the doubt is such a beautiful gift, and it's not a natural response, but I think it's just much more healthy to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree with you
on
that.
You know, one time at Moody, I've been here 26 years, so what happened sometime in the last 26 years, they had this mission statement kind of thing. And one of the things that I loved was they said, if someone says something to you and you're not sure what they mean by it, give them the benefit of the doubt that what they're trying to say is a good, encouraging thing, you know. So, and I thought that's wonderful. And then you can always talk to the person and see what the deal is. But to assume from the beginning the benefit of the doubt, I love that idea.
Well, it's so true because you just never know what's going on with somebody.
Right.
You don't know it, you know, say I send the text and I don't get a response. Well, the person could be busy. They could have gotten terrible news that day. They could just be, you know, in the middle of all sorts of things that we don't know. And you know, so to assume the worst is just, you know, it doesn't do either of us any good.
Thank you for taking some time to listen to this episode of the Kurt and Kate Mornings podcast. We always welcome a review with your thoughts and comments, and please feel free to subscribe and follow us as well.
It's not a good way to live your life. I call it fill-in-the-blank living, but, you know, to parlay it in maybe more modern terms, you know, autofill. How many of us have been burned by autofill
yeah,
when we're texting?
Autocorrect, yeah.
And autocorrect, yeah. It's not good. But it's the same basic idea. And so really what we may end up doing is we are kind of torturing ourselves to one extreme. If you want to go to an extreme, we're just torturing ourselves over something that may not even be reality. It's a waste of time. It zaps our energy. It saps us. It's just not, it's not good. And not only that, but we need to treat others the way we want to be treated, right?
Yes.
The golden rule is in play here.
Yeah, that is so true. And I think that, you know, when you're feeling like you need encouragement or when you're feeling like you want somebody to listen to you, I think one helpful thing is to look for opportunities to do that thing for somebody else, because that, you know, not because you're trying to get that in return, it's the right thing to do, but there is some sort of mysterious circle of encouragement that happens when we encourage, then somehow we are encouraged, and it's such a beautiful thing.
Okay, so I mentioned we love your writing. So this is what you say here. I'm just going to read it. If you are an encourager who needs some encouragement, keep encouraging. If you are a helper who could use a little assistance, keep helping. If you are a prayer warrior who needs prayer, keep praying. If you are a cook in need of some nourishment, keep cooking. And eating. Oh, wait, I added eating. I just ruined the moment, didn't I? If you are a giver who could use a present yourself, keep giving. If you're a card sender who wishes someone would mail you a note, keep sending those cards. And if you're a listener who wants someone to hear you, keep listening. I think this is practical theology at its best. This is something that is like truth with handles. We can take that into our day today.
Yeah, and the thing is that we don't know where those things are going. We don't know the kind of impact that they can make. I think of my daughter. She's 22 years old, and she's a card sender. And, you know, to hear back from people that I know that she sent cards to, you know, she might never know that, but they tell me, and it makes a huge difference.
Boy, it sure does. That's great. How long has it been, Kate, since you actually received a personal letter or card in the mail?
A few weeks, a couple of months ago.
Oh,
my
really? It actually happened.
Do that.
Oh, that's
They're
good.
Lovely.
So you guys still do that.
Yeah.
Lois, what about you?
It's hard. I'm trying to think. Oh, I have a 93-year-old aunt who lives in Wisconsin, Aunt Renata, and she sends cards, and she sent us an anniversary card last week for our 30th anniversary. So I did receive one last week.
Yeah. All right, tell
Isn't
us more.
Isn't it nice? I use them as bookmarks, and then you get to remember.
Oh, that's great.
That they love you.
You
yeah.
said Aunt Renata. I want to know more about her.
Aunt Renata, she's my dad's oldest sister. My dad's not with us anymore, but she is just the most joyful, wonderful person you could ever meet. She has this attitude of, just overflowing with joy, and you don't leave her presence without feeling just better. That's the kind of person I want to be. I want to be Aunt Renata when I grow up.
Yeah. And I want to be, how old did you say she is?
She's 93.
She's, if the Lord allows us to live, you guys, into our 90s, mm-hmm. may we have that kind of winsome, joyful spirit, because I don't want to be, Lois, that cranky old guy yelling at the kids to get off of my front lawn. I don't want to be that guy, and I know there's a temptation on the horizon where I could end up being that guy, but I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that way either. I want to just, you know, and we all run into things that we can't foresee. We don't know how it's actually going to go. But, you know, just to have that outlook. And I think what we've been talking about today, just this looking for opportunities to encourage other people and to have that attitude of thinking the best of other people. I think if we're able to do that, we are well on our way to being like Aunt Renata.
Yeah. Let's be like Aunt Renata today.
Yeah.
That could
yeah.
be our slogan as we march through the day today. Wow, what an unexpected what an unexpected blessing. That's great. So, you know, we don't want to return evil for evil, the Bible tells us. Return good for evil. So, you know, the other way I'm looking at this too, Lois, is if we're at a, I don't know, fast food or wherever, and somebody's real cranky and not helping us, even though that's their job, you know, we need to put this into play as well, and just and not be so easily offended. I think that's the other part of it, too. I mean, it's really easy for us to allow the offense to dictate our response. So maybe we've just done it. We need to decide how we're going to respond before we're in that situation.
Yeah, I think that's really true. And I think I mentioned my dad earlier, and I'm going to bring him up again. One of the things I really appreciated about him and his legacy, that he really was an unoffendable person, and he didn't take things personally. And I if there's any one way I could be like him, that's the way I want to be. I want to be the kind of person that, you know, if somebody looks at me funny or you know, does something that may or may not be, you know, maybe they really don't hate me. Maybe they really don't. Maybe they're just having a bad day. And, you know, maybe we could turn around and say, hey, I like your shirt, or hey, you know, have a nice day after they give us our food or whatever. It just, you know, it makes them feel better and it makes us feel better, too.
Producer Mark, you just shot me a dirty look. Nice shirt. Lois, thank you so much for being with us. We've enjoyed our conversation. Will you come back sometime?
I would love that. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Kurt and Kate Mornings Podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.